a child's misbehaved, you might say, if you do that again, I'll give you a good...
Give you a good whipping.
Do you remember any terms, say, if one boy says it to another one?
You say if one boy says that to another boy? Well, he might say the same thing, I guess. I don't know. He might say a good beating. I don't know. But I don't approve of either, whipping nor beating. I believe in telling them firmly, let that be it. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
If a child has lost both parents, then it's what?
Well, it's an orphan.
And what do you call a person who's legally appointed to take care of or watch over that child?
The guardian.
And, let's see, if you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around town, you'd say, this town is full of my...
I beg your pardon now. You say if you have a lot of cousins around, you say this fields or this...
This town is full of my...
Oh, kin people, kin folks or kin people.
Mm-hmm. And there's somebody there that maybe looks like he belongs to the family, but actually he doesn't. You say, well, actually that person is...
Not related to me.
You've referred to the colored people. Do you have any other words that you use?
Well, they prefer to be called blacks. Mm-hmm. That's what they prefer to be called now. Of course, we always call them Negroes, but colored people are Negroes, but now they prefer to be called blacks.
And what about white people? How do you refer to them?
Well, you just refer to them as white people, that's all.
And what about a child that's born of... Mixed marriage.
Well, it's mixed breed, that's all.
And what about white people that are poor and not well educated and generally you don't think they're much good for anything? They're pretty lazy. You have any term for them?
Mister, you got the wrong man to ask that question. I never run down any man. They'll, but for the grace of God goes you or me.
So you don't have any kind of term for
No, sir.
That?
And you know, you judge any man in this world in proportion to the opportunities which he has had. That's the only way you can judge a person is what opportunities you had. And you will find some of the strongest characters were some of the people who have had very few opportunities and might be limited in their education. I found them in both colored and white. Strong characters. And you'll find a lot of well-educated people, the characters, very damn lacking. And you will also find in this community which we are living in, manhood is very lacking. Very lacking. Manhood. As my wife was at a meeting this week, a lady complimented on it today. She said, well, I'm so glad you said it. And my wife says, well, why didn't somebody else say it? The lady says, well, nobody else has the guts and nerve to say it. Mm-hmm. Manhood is scarce. Excuse me now. Excuse me.
What about somebody from way out in the country that he's obviously a country type and he might say, well, I'm just an old, any terms for that?
Well, he might just say he's a country boy, a countryman.
See, if somebody is waiting for you to get ready, so you can go someplace, and he calls and says, hey, will you get ready soon? Ready soon, you say, I'll be with you in...
Just a minute.
And if you're going someplace, you've never been before, but you know you're on the right road, but you're not sure of the distance, you might stop and ask somebody, what?
Can you